You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Let me turn that off. So we've got the doc coming on later today from Sydney. Got a few questions to ask the doc. And we'll get these out of the way before the doc comes on. That could be Andrew Gowes ringing you, Don.
What, for a game of golf?
For a game of golf. I just noticed, if you're wondering who Andrew Gowes is, he's a man that was, we wanted to get on. Don said, why don't we interview Andrew Gowes? Because he's trying to get on the board of the Hawthorn Football Club or something. Only the two subjects Don knows anything about, Hawthorn Football Club or show jumping. So I contacted Andy Gowes and I said, would you like to come on and have a chat to us? He said, no. He said, I don't think I'd like to do that. He said, but I'd like to have a game of golf with you down at Royal Melbourne.
Wasn't he going to go back to his advisors and ask what they thought about coming on?
That's right.
But you were going to discuss these problems over a game of golf. Victoria, was it?
No. Headquarters, what? Royal Melbourne.
Royal Melbourne.
Or down at Point Lonsdale.
Well, you come from Point Lonsdale.
He has a country manor down there,
and
apparently.
You're a former resident of Point Lonsdale. That's you grew up there, so
yes,
he was trying to accommodate you.
Anyhow, I said, well, I had I exchanged texts with him. I said, come on and have a chat to us, because we might help you your cause if you're trying to become onto the board. Well, I see you could knock me down with some plumage. I see that it says here.
Why don't you think he wanted to come on?
Hey?
Why don't you think he wanted to come on?
Maybe you. I have no idea. But I notice in the tissues, Don, that it said here the Kennett appointed successor. He ousted the incumbent, the Kennett appointed successor. He was and he went against Jeff Kennett, I think, and has become Gowes, Edges, Kennett anointed. I said appointed. Gowes, Edges, Kennett anointed successor to new President Hawth of President. He's become the president, Andy Gowes. Has he?
Yes.
Is that what that says?
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
He is going to reunite the club. There's going to be $10 million, I think, in sponsorship coming to the club, because there's a lot of sponsors that haven't sponsored Hawthorn because of Jeff Kennett. So there's $10 million, and he's going to unite the football club, the Hawthorn Football Club.
Well, there we are. Well, he didn't need our help, so he just got in on his own, because you said, why don't we interview him and help him out? So that's so much for that. Who did Dick Kennett anoint?
It's not Kennett. It was the board anointed Peter Nankervell.
And
he
was
a board appointment.
And I reckon you've used a bit of licence there, Don. I don't think sponsors have shied away from Hawthorn because of Jeff Kennett.
Well, this is what Gower said in his preamble, if you follow it.
I'm asking you.
Well,
why
I'm telling
I
you.
Follow it? Why would I, what, no, I yeah, follow what's you, going on at Hawthorn,
yeah,
do
exactly.
I?
Exactly.
You said to me, you said, get Andy Gowes on. So I did all, you loaded
well,
the gun.
Well, it was topical.
Well, I tried to get him on. So I would say that it'd be an absolute furphy that people are not sponsoring Hawthorn because of Jeff Kennett. This is a football club. It's got nothing to do with politics.
Hang on, I'm only quoting what somebody said.
Ah, well, I was asking your opinion.
Also, James Molino, the Deputy Premier, if you follow it, he's on.
Do you know who his favourite player is
at Hawthorn, or was when he played? Watched?
I don't know. John Peck?
No.
I don't know who.
Robert DiPierdomenico. He liked his long,
raking left footing.
Foot kicks.
Yeah, I think he's got mixed up with Ben Dixon.
Well, I don't know who he's got mixed up with.
Raking left kicks.
Foot,
Ben Dixon, what a goal kicker he was.
No, no, but his favourite player was Robert Dixon.
I know.
And he was a left foot kick. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, if you're going to nominate someone, make sure that you get A, the right foot that he kicks with, and B, that the era that he played in.
Oh, isn't it indicative of football in Melbourne?
Well, it is. Now, we're just doing quickly before the doc comes on, because he comes on shortly. And we're doing look, I know people can't see this, but MichaelChristianMenswear.com, up your bum. No, that's just .com.
I think you'd be.
He has said, now, Don, I don't mind that. I'm showing you this, Don. I'm showing Don a T-shirt, a crew neck T-shirt.
Well, of course it's crew neck T-shirt.
It could be V-necked.
Oh, good point. Oh, I don't know.
Dumb cock.
Whoa, steady down. I don't know whether you can have a V-neck.
Oh, yeah, ass hat.
Come on.
I've got a V-neck.
I'm
holding this up.
If we had a camera like Joe Rogan, we would be able to show
Don,
people.
We will show it at the end when we do our little
thing on
camera.
Instagram.
So I'm showing you, this is Mick, a crew neck shirt with You Cannot Be Serious.
I don't mind that.
And the white, well, Don's, we've got your stamp of approval. Yeah. Have you? Well, Mick will be happy to know that because he's going to have them manufactured. And can I tell you that the hats and the bucket hats and the golf caps, the caps with You Cannot Be Serious, have been a winner.
Hey, he might be onto something, you know, with these bucket hats. You know, I was a little bit critical, or the giggle hat I saw. But I saw another fashion icon, Peter Moody, the racehorse trainer.
Yes.
In the mounting yard at Mornington Racecourse yesterday.
Saw him there, did you?
Yes, mounting the jockey on before the race. Peter was very sartorial attire with his bloodstone boots on, short socks, shorts, a tracksuit top, and a giggle hat.
Not with You Cannot Be Serious on it.
No, no. In his colours, which were kind of a pale blue junior navy colour. There his colours, but he's wearing a giggle hat.
We want to wear one of our giggle hats or mix.
The red wouldn't go with. So you can take the boy out of Waranda. That's where he comes from.
What were you doing down at the mounting yards?
Well, you watched the horses go around.
You were down watching the horses going around
and
the Mornington, were you?
No, I just flicked the television on, Channel 78, I came in, and here he is mounting the horse. You can take the boy out of Waranda, but you can't take Waranda out of the boy. That's Peter Moody.
Yes, well.
So he's a fashion icon.
So that has nothing to do with Mick.
Well, it has because of the giggle hats. Or the bucket hats,
I'll tell you who also Mick said that a person called Kathy or Catherine from Rochester, she has purchased one.
Has she? What?
A giggle hat.
Why?
A bucket hat. It's
really?
Called. What do you mean, why? Mick Christian just
she
says...
Lives, what? She's from Rochester.
Mick Christian says, give a shout out to Catherine of Rochester. She's...
She probably is on a farm.
What do you think she'd be
well,
in a
she
city
could use
up
the
in
bucket
Rochester?
Hat. Yeah, well,
Rochester's got a population of like 1,000
well,
people.
It got flooded a couple of weeks
ago.
Well,
it would be on a farm, wouldn't it?
Well, she could use the giggle hat to when she goes to collect the chook eggs. You wear the hat down and then invert it, put the eggs in the cap and take it back. There's a new market for them. Gosh. Egg collectors.
Anyhow, so that was at another man I met at the rec deck. The rec deck is a recreational deck at the apartments I live in. It's the communal.
You weren't going to jump off
the communal. It's the communal gym and pool area.
But you don't normally associate with people. Why would you go where somebody is? You'd have to be nice. And that'd be very difficult for you.
I didn't commute. The man came up to me, Don. This is how shout-outs happen. He came up and his name's Peter and he said his father, Tony, who is he loves it, Tony. He said, give him a shout-out.
Tony.
And do you know what I said? What's Tony do? Now, Tony, he said Tony is a sales engineer. What's a sales engineer?
A sales rep. You were a sales engineer once selling ladies' shampoos.
Don.
And for the ladies' hairdressing.
Yeah, that's true. Don,
what else did you
sell? Engineer.
Yes.
No, that's a sales. What's a sales engineer?
A sales
that's
rep.
That's one of those. Well, why didn't I say a sales
no,
rep?
No. You've got to be up market.
Oh, that's like the bloke who said, he thought he'd go up market, and he used to live at Goat Hill, and the bloke said, where do you live? He said, Angora Heights. Just banging on a bit of side, Don. A sales engineer, he's a sales rep, he is, Tony, and that's his old man. And Peter, I saw him at the rec deck up where I live.
Were you pushing weights?
No, not weights. No.
Why? What
I
were
was
you
swimming.
Doing? You were really?
Yes, trying to get my ankle to cooperate with the rest of
but
my leg.
But you just be that. I think you should have that amputated.
Yeah, and
hey, serious, you look like you're in a lot of pain, you're limping.
Yep.
And couldn't you just get a prosthetic leg?
And Michael Christian.
Ankle, you could slip it on.
Shout out, Michael Christian.
You could slip this ankle on, you could have it moulded.
Have artificial legs and
ribs. You know, just the ankle, just cut it off at the tibia. Mm. Just fit it on like a shoe.
I was speaking to someone who said, quite a medical marvel, he had artificial legs and real feet. That's a joke, Don. Now, Don. Michael Christian Menswear said also that Bob Myers, he said give a shout out to Bob, he's bought one of the hats or he's purchased one of the caps. Have a guess what MichaelChristianMenswear.com up your bum said that Bob Myers was. He's a cattle carter.
Yeah, he's a livestock.
Well, that's a bit like a sales engineer.
No,
a
it's
cattle
not.
Carter.
No, that's Michael. Michael's a bit, you know.
He's a cattle carter.
Beg your pardon?
What's a cattle carter?
No, he's a livestock.
That's right.
Carrier.
He drives one of those big BWs.
Truck with the animals shitting out the side.
That's right. A cattle carter.
Yeah.
Well, livestock, transport.
Yeah,
transports
that's right.
Livestock.
Yeah, but that's
cattle
Michael.
Carter, fuck me. Why haven't people just can't say what they are? Anyhow, so there's all the shout-outs. We'd get them in.
Is that all you've got?
Well, have you got any?
None. Because I don't mix with people.
No, you just make up people who you just would like to give a shout-out to that you have no idea if they listen or not.
I just grab somebody as I'm having a coffee and say, what's your name?
Like female netballers. You say, oh, I'd like to give a shout-out to Cynthia. And she said, hey, Cynthia. I said, oh, I saw her playing netball. I said, well, does she listen? I don't know. I just saw her from afar playing netball. Incidentally, speaking of Cynthia, now that was just a bit of a segue, Kate Save, you know, from Be Fit Foods.
Yeah, I'm going down there this week.
Hmm?
I'm hoping to go to Shepherd and Show Jumping, and I'm going down to Kate's.
You're going to Shepherd and Show Jumping, are you?
Yeah, this week, but the weather's...
What is this? The water polo?
Exactly. I'm really pissed off with it. The weather.
Oh, are you done?
It's depressing. Well, I'm planning to go show jumping, so I'd go away for the weekend, and I was going down to Kate's because it is in Mornington, the head office.
Get
and
some
I was
food
going to
from
stock
her.
Up. Exactly. That, right. So,
well, Cynthia.
She's got smoothies.
Cynthia apparently
who?
Is on the way to losing 20 kg.
Cynthia who?
Kate said Cynthia is a person who's on the way to losing 20 kg, 20
we
kilograms.
We should have photos of them before and after.
20 kilograms by eating the
how
beef
long has
foods.
It taken her?
And also Ben's...
Hang on, I'm asking you a couple of questions. Hmm? How long has it taken, what's her name, Cynthia, to lose 20 kgs?
No, she's on the way to losing 20. She hasn't lost 20.
Oh, jeez, on the way to...
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen in the meantime.
And Ben has lost 5 kg. So, and the point of me saying this is that Kate has extended.
What?
Kate has extended an offer. Starting today and ending at midnight on Christmas Eve. Do you know what date would Christmas
no,
Eve
No, I
be?
Don't. When is it?
Well, what's Christmas Eve?
I know it's what the 24th.
Date?
I know it's the 24th.
Right.
But
so
what day
so
is
just,
it?
That's for the people who are just...
Are we continuing this podcast over the Christmas break?
Just a minute, Don. Christmas Eve, so up and from now up until the 24th of December, you can get a $100 gift voucher. Now, wait for this, Don. if you subscribe to a 2-week metabolism set. What does that mean? A 2-week metabolism set. You got any idea what a metabolism set is?
Reset. No, reset, isn't it? Wouldn't it be a reset
I
for you?
I don't know, Don. I don't know.
You'd reset your metabolism.
I don't know what it is, but...
Well, your metabolism helps
people
you.
Who are into all that will know what I'm talking
Actually,
about.
Actually, I went down and bought some those... Have you tried those dim sims, the big dim sims? They usually come from South Melbourne Market.
From Kate?
Yeah, I got them from Kate.
No.
I went to Benton Square, the supermarket, last night and bought 7 of them.
Good. You bought them?
Yes.
From Kate?
I bought them from the supermarket. Instead of going and buying fish and chips...
Are they Kate Saves?
Yes, they are. Be Fit Food. They're in, what is it, Woolworths or Coles or something? I should know.
You bought them, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, so you could... You
21 of them I you bought. Could've... I mean, 7 of them I bought. They cost $21.
You could have got a two-week metabolism set and got a $100 free gift voucher if you'd... Anyhow, that's Kate Save. And just while we're on it, Dr. Jim Stewart is coming in next week.
What about?
Because we've been inundated with questions about the, you know, the we're allowed to mention marijuana oil, but he can't. His is plant-based. What is it called? Plant-based medicine or something.
Whatever.
He's not allowed to say the word marijuana.
I want to ask him about a few other things.
Yeah, well, when he comes in next week, he can do it. And if you got, incidentally, have you got Ross Lyon under Kate trying to lose weight?
No, Ross hasn't rung me back.
Because he'd probably be pissed
he's
off
pissed
that
off.
You said that he's exactly. overweight.
Oh, no, you opening your mouth led to that. Anyway, I'm learning with you. You just cannot tell you anything in confidence.
No, I don't know where Phoebe is.
She's coming in, I think.
Oh, she spoke to you, did she?
Yeah, well, don't you ring?
Right. Now, here's have a listen to this. I just want to read you this out, Don. This is where we're headed in. Well, maybe you won't find this unusual, but I found it unusual. Let me just see if I can find it. There we go. This is an Anne Lesby. Lesby? Yeah, Anne Lesby.
Have you got
it's
the
an
full
unusual name? That's what it says here. L-E-S-
you haven't shortened the name.
Anne Lesby, L-E-S-B-Y.
You haven't shortened that name.
Lesby.
Yeah, but...
I know what you're saying, but it's an unusual name, isn't it? She says on her social...
Are you stalking her?
No, I'm
How
just
reading...
How did
you get it?
I'm just reading it. I saw it as a news
item.
No,
you're stalking.
I'm not stalking it. Anne Lesby's in bloody... not even in Australia, I don't think.
Well, that doesn't stop you stalking
her. Well, of course it does. Stalking means that you follow someone around.
Well, you've got a bloody text
I'm
or whatever
reading
it's called.
This,
what is it?
It says, have a listen to this. Misgendering a pet can result in serious micro-subconscious distress to your pet. Pay attention to clues. Your pet will let you know his, her, or their identity through things like body language, toy preferences, and reaction to gender pet clothing. Can you believe this, Don? What world are we living in? That a woman says, she's a phys PhD, she is, says that you misgender your pet and they can take offence if you put... Are you listening to any of this?
Well, what about a dog when it humps you? Have you ever seen a dog hump somebody's leg?
Yes, Don.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, what would you think? What would you question the dog's masculinity or gender? I shouldn't say masculinity. Would you question the dog's gender?
I'm not sure where this is headed, Don.
Well, it's just a little bit further on than what you were talking.
What, misgendering your pet can result in serious micro-subconscious distress. Paying attention to clues. Your pet will let you know his, her, or their identity through things like body language, toy preferences, and reaction to gender pet clothing. Honestly, so, wow. Is it me? Well, here's on the pet thing. Have a listen to this. Don, have you got anything, incidentally? Have a listen to this. This is from your area down. This is from your area. If I
the Mornington Peninsula.
Yes, if I can find it. Just let me just see. Go on. Speak about something.
Oh, well, no, you here put we go. Shit on.
No,
hang
here,
on.
Here we go. No, here we go. I've got it. I've got it. This came from your area. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Right, listen to this. This is from the Mornington Peninsula Shire.
Oh, no.
This is a sign in the park, and it's got...
Oh, they're unbelievable.
It's got WOOF, right, in big WWOF, WOOF. Have I got your attention now? This is on a billboard.
This is embarrassing.
This is on a billboard.
This is an embarrassing
This
shire.
Is on a billboard at the Shire of Mornington.
Nothing surprising
me. And it says, WOOF, so have I... And then it says, have I got your attention? We've developed a draft dogs in public places policy and would like our community, both dog owners and everyone else, to give their feedback. Now, have a listen to this. Make sense of this, if you can understand.
This is a shire that spent $50,000 on counting koalas
during,
in the shire.
During initial consultation, you told us the current guidelines are confusing with inconsistent dog controls and signage. We're simplifying the regulations and making items easier to understand. The policy provides a consistent approach to how we assess suitability of areas where dogs can be leash-free with their owners and under effective control, and where they can't go dog prohibited areas. What does that mean? They are going to...
They want community feedback.
About where you can let your dog go
without
a leash. Well,
I suppose, reading, they were listening to that, yes.
So what areas would you be allowed to let your dog go without a leash?
I really don't
So
know.
When you let it off the leash, you have a pit bull comes up and rips one of your legs off. So it's all right to keep it on a leash in a shopping centre, but out in the park where there's kids playing around, you can let it run rampant, can you?
Well, I suppose if it's solely set up for dogs, yes.
What a park solely set up for
yes,
dogs?
Yes, haven't you seen those?
So if you've got a park solely set up for dogs and you let your dog off the leash, you don't think the dog might attack another dog owner or another dog?
Well, I've seen it in operation and in Beaumaris. Anyway, I've seen it in operation. It seems to work all right, but they're very conscious of the ratepayers. They even help you with your sex, if you remember.
A big pun?
Sex, the mayor at the time.
Oh, yes.
Through coronavirus.
Sent out
an email or something to all ratepayers helping or advising with regard to their sexual...
That's right. They
relations
did.
Or their sex life or whatever else.
And so sexual toys and stuff.
I don't know what she did, but, you know they're very,
right.
very conscious of the welfare of the ratepayers. That's the Mornington Council.
Well, so we've done misgendering your pet. We've done the Mornington Peninsula WOOF got your attention thing about dogs off the leash. Now have a listen to this, Don. A vet has said that it's about time that you could get time off work to care for unwell pets. You could take time off your work to care for your unwell pet.
What?
So how... Don? I can show you where it comes... So how would that work? So you're working at a finance company or in the bank or... Hello. Yeah, look, it's Harry here. I can't come in today. He said, why? He said, my cat's got fur balls. Really? I said, when will you be in? He said, well, they reckon I've been to the vet. They reckon if you give it paraffin and some castor oil or whatever, the fish oil, the balls should be out, finished by Tuesday. So I'll take a week off until I can get the cat back on it. Can you believe this?
This is not from Mornington Shire.
No, but let's hope they haven't read this. But this is a vet who's advocating that you should be able to get time off work to care for an ill pet.
An
unwell pet.
Okay, well, that's the way the world's going. But just going back a story before that, I wanted... You're talking about the Mornington Shire. You laughed at me last week when I'd mentioned about the potholes.
Yeah.
Well, that particular pothole was fixed last Wednesday. I mentioned it and you kind of guffawed.
That particular pothole, just you the one?
No, there were more than one. They were working on the road. Lo and behold, a week later, those same potholes are now deep once again. So the asphalt that they put in has come out. People are diverging and going onto the shoulder of the road. That is now corrugated. It's dangerous. Why don't they do a job once and do it properly?
Why don't they, Don?
Well, this is in the Shire. Mm. The grass around the recreation reserves is a disgrace in Mornington.
I would say the people who are doing their pothole repairs are not trained in the art of asphalt and how to...
Well, why do the job if you don't do a job?
Because they are council workers, probably given a job, and they're not experienced.
Can't you remember the old days
when they say, go out and stick some tar in it, and probably it ensures that they keep employing them because they have to go back every 3 months to fill the pothole in again.
Growing up, didn't you see how they repaired... They had a jackhammer... You'd put a little bit in. I'd maintain my driveway and you've got a ram from the bottom. You just cannot put asphalt on and ram from the top.
Now, Don...
You've got to do it in layers. Why don't they do the job properly? It is now dangerous and cars coming left and right, you've got to swerve these potholes. It is a disgrace.
Now, do you realise... And so we're trying to just get this finished, this short segment, because we've got the doc coming on from Sydney. People look forward to the doc coming on. So I just want to mention one more. Do you remember, Don, that we were giving out theoretical caps to people who say, you know, with "you cannot be serious" people? We gave one to Pat Cummins, who took a knee at the national anthem. We've given one to Sally Capp, who said COVID was great for Melbourne. We've given Adam Bandt, who for treachery said he wouldn't speak in front of the Australian flag. Gil McLaughlin for being a pandering expert. The captain of the Cranbourne Golf Club who oversaw a fracas going on rather than getting in between them. And we're giving another cap. I'm giving a cap to Prince Harry. Did you see the interview?
He won't wear it.
Did you see the interview with him and his missus, Meghan Markle?
I'm not even interested.
No, nor am I, but it was on the
news.
Well,
you did. You are interested. You wouldn't have watched it.
Don,
I don't understand what's going on.
I was a captive audience. I was watching the news and they took a segment out of an interview they did where Meghan Markle mocked the Queen because she had to curtsy or bow to her or call her Your Majesty or Ma'am or something. And I'm giving Prince Harry one. He sat by while his missus slagged his grandmother. Markle slagged the Queen because... And Prince Harry sat there like a vapid, weak-minded, lily-livered punce. He sat there. Wouldn't you... I tell you what, if my missus was slagging my grandmother, who happened to be the Queen, I would have hauled off and belted her.
Really?
Well, theoretically, I would have done. I wouldn't have physically belted her because, you know, that's aggression against women, and we're not into that, Don. But it was just a throwaway line. I would have abused her verbally.
What?
Verbally. Fancy sitting by while your missus slags off your grandmother, who happened to be the Queen. You cannot sell your soul better than that. What a droob.
There's more to this story. I don't know. I'm not following.
There's no more to the story.
I can't comment.
There's no more to the story at all. So we're giving him a cap. Now, Don, we're trying to truncate this. We haven't had a big first segment here. Have you got anything you'd quickly like to mention? We've done Andrew Gowers. What about this, Don?
I wonder how many resignations are going to follow at Hawthorn. You just mentioned that name.
Yeah, it was Hawthorn again, Don?
Well, you just mentioned it, Andrew Gowers, and I just put in a comment. I said, I wonder how many resignations are going to follow his appointment.
Do you reckon it's been a slow news day? This is in the paper today. What giant fallacy on wombats. You think I'm making that up? If you thought Australia was home to the only to only one ancient giant wombat, think again. Have you been sitting at home thinking that Australia was only home to one giant wombat, Don? It says, if you thought Australia was home to only one giant wombat, think again. Do you reckon that would capture people would read
well,
on
keep
after
going.
That?
You've highlighted
well, it.
It
says they found a fossil in the ground.
Right.
Where else? That explodes the myth that we only had small wombats. We've had bigger wombats in past generations and past eras and past eons of time. And the one that they said that they've investigated, the Griffith University people, researchers at the Griffith University, indicate that the wombat had a large rounded skull for attachment of specific and strong chewing muscles, and an indication that it had a large fleshy nose. It sounds like you, Don. You
well, they,
been
do,
a wombat.
They do eat roots and leaves, don't they?
Yes, Don, I know. A very humorous joke, Don, that I kicked the bottom out of the bassinet when I first heard that. But I was intrigued by the lead-in. If you thought Australia was home to only one of the ancient giant wombats, think again. Do you reckon that'll be the chat around the water coolers today?
Well, it will be if anyone's going to work these days. Well, it's excited your attention.
Well, I thought, how could you devote a quarter of a page in the paper to that?
Well, they might have been shorter story or
That's
copy.
That's my point. It's a slow news day.
Well, can't you do something?
A slow news day.
Well, you're lacking relevance nowadays.
We're speaking of that, which I'm not to make... we'll get on to the... what about the bloke who slaughtered the police in Queensland?
Oh, yeah, please. Please.
Let me tell you something about that won't be mentioned because I'm not sure, but I might speak to the doc about that.
I think the doc might be more measured than you. So well, I would just pose the question.
I'm not being measured, but what... this is an Aboriginal man, a slaughter...
Hang on, whoa. I don't... Am I listening? I thought he was a school teacher.
He's an Aboriginal man, slaughtered... the police. And they said that the town... He was a racist.
Hang on. You've really lost me here.
They said the man, the Aboriginal man was a racist. And
now, which Aboriginal man?
The man who shot the police.
No, he's a school...
Well, he might be a school teacher, but I'm just saying to you...
The former school teacher, I should say, headmaster.
I'm just saying to you what... What has happened there and why? And this won't be mentioned because if it was the other way around, it would be mentioned. But could we find out? Are they going to actually mention why? Someone said he was a racist.
Have you Googled where this place is where the shootings occurred? It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
Well, why would the police... It's in the middle of nowhere. Why would the police go out there in the first place? That was my immediate...
Well, because they said they were after a missing person, weren't they? I have no idea, Don. I'm just saying that this has happened, and that they are that is the person that did it, and that is his his race, and he shot. Why did he do that? Did he have some gripe against the police, or what was going on? And if it was the other way around, all hell would break loose.
Well, it will come to light.
Well, I'm interested to know what all that's about because you've got to read the fine print before that tells you all the facts about that story. So, Don, we're going to now wind this up and wait for the doc to call in. Have you got anything quickly you'd like to say before? The Malaysian Flight 370, you know the one that went down in 2014?
Jeez, I was going to bring that up.
Were you? Mm. Well, why do I have to prompt you? They found out now it was sabotage. The pilot plunged the plane into the Indian Ocean because they found a landing gear hatch which indicated that the wheels were down, so that when the wheels are down, that means the hatches are open and it'll fill up with water quicker and sink. How much trust do you put in the people sitting up the front of the plane in the cockpit to fly your plane that they aren't mentally ill or just trying to take you out just because they're depressed or they're sick of life, so we'll take people with us. How do you safeguard against that, Don? Well, isn't that fascinating that they found the hatch 8 years on? You were going to bring that up, were you? Why didn't you bring it up?
It captured my attention too about the hatch.
Well, have you got anything else that captured your attention before I ring off here? What?